Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm excited to be here with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Folks, I'm going to get not political so much as a little bit sideways with some folks here. I'm going to give you fair warning on that. I want to read a name to you. I want you to remember this name. Chief Special Warfare Operator William Ryan Owens. I'm reading this off of an NBC website. A 36-year-old from Peoria, Illinois. That's right down, you know, right there. I've got some stations up there in that area. From Peoria, was the first known U.S. combat casualty during the Trump administration. He has an 8-year-old daughter, and he was killed in an al-Qaeda raid, I think in Yemen, as I remember, this weekend. He was the only fatality on the American side. Some other SEALs. He's a Navy SEAL, folks. Chief Petty Officer in the Navy. He's a Navy SEAL. That's what being an operator means. And full disclosure, this is very close to me, because my son was an operator in the Marines. And so I have to say, I admit that I'm not objective about this in some ways. But there's a reason I brought him up was not just because of what happened. Because those guys know what they're up against. They know the score. And they're prepared. They know they're the point of the spear. They know that what they're doing is important. I don't know how many al-Qaeda, significant al-Qaeda bad guys were killed, were taken out by that assault. One American died. 3 or 4 were wounded. And we brought him home. We brought Chief Petty Officer Ryan Owens home this week. Well, about the same time that he was doing what he was doing, being a full-grown man, a full-grown American patriot, a selfless person standing a post for you and me, these cupcakes in Washington, in Hollywood, these snowflakes, these cupcakes, these wusses, these smarmy little teeny tiny human beings were complaining about something that they didn't like that was going on in politics. And they kept, and you know what, they've got a right to do that, but then they kept saying, "My America, this doesn't happen in my America." Well, I'm curious, what America was Chief Petty Officer Ryan Owens? What was his America? How do we reconcile those two things, folks? The actions of Chief Petty Officer Ryan and his team, his band of brothers. How do we reconcile what they did? They were Americans. They claimed to be Americans. They claim America. How do we reconcile that with what those smarmy little cupcake, snowflake, teeny tiny little people in Hollywood? Apparently, they were all lockstep together. They were all side by side in marching phalanx. They were all the same, because whatever one of them said, they all agreed, and they sang, and they did all that stuff. What? How do we reconcile those two things, my friends? I don't think you can reconcile them. Well, let me tell you where I am. And you won't be surprised at this. I'm on the side of Chief Petty Officer Ryan Owens and his family and his 8-year-old daughter and his band of brothers and the others that are standing a post for you and me, who are the real Americans. They're the real give-a-damn Americans who are willing to put themselves out there for their America. I'm trying to think of the guy's name. Matt, do you remember the guy's name that was started up there and slammed his chest and said, he's a big star. I'll say his name in a minute. Slammed his chest and said, "This doesn't happen in my America." Well, about that same time, we lost Chief Petty Officer Ryan Owens, Chief Special Warfare Operator Ryan Owens, just about the same time, within a few hours or so of that. I don't understand, my friends. I understand protests. I understand people. They've got a right to their opinions. Some things I may agree with them on. But when you start claiming when you start saying things that don't reconcile with real Americans, like the Hollywood crowd is doing, that really gets under my skin. And I don't know how you feel about it, but that's my take on it. And then when you've got people like what happened this week, I guess yesterday at Berkeley, they burned buildings, they created anarchy because somebody was coming to town, coming on campus, who had a topic that might disagree with them, that they might disagree with, and they just went to the streets. How do we reconcile that, folks? Whose America is that? These little cupcake, snowflake, smarmy little people. I don't think that they are talking about the same America that I'm talking about, or the Chief Petty Officer Ryan Owens gave his life for. I'm Jim Blessing. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.